does it take to stop you? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next few minutes, we'll find out why Christians are responding in confidence to the challenges around them. Take our first story, for example. Wars and rumors of wars constantly circulate in the headlines, whether it's ISIS attacks in Jakarta or Syria using starvation as a weapon of war. Joe Handley of Asian Access says there's a common thread.
In the midst of that situation, everyone is looking for leadership.
Asian Access helps leaders throughout Asia learn how to confront challenges with Christ in mind. They look to partner with
some unknown person that can really raise up as a shepherd type leader, a leader that, you know, the world might not fully recognize at first, but the kind of person who has a heart after God.
At our website, Handley describes the outlook for 2016 and how they're partnering with leaders to fulfill the Great Commission.
Not just making disciples, but it's making disciples of all nations. We focus on church planting for pastors and for CEOs and businessmen to be kind of missional change agents in what they do.
Consider this. Iraq has been at war long enough for a generation to have never known peace. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently heard from Martin, a young man who found a safe place in Sat7 Kids as a child. A program host responded to a letter, and years later, Martin still carries the card she sent him. Sat7 programs offer the hope and peace of the gospel in a time that has none. Your support could make all the difference in the world. You're listening to Mission Network News. Refuge becomes life-saving when violence is so common. Some of the children displaced within nearby Syria don't remember anything else but conflict. But in recent days, Christian Aid mission partners have helped them be kids again. Local ministries helped by Christian Aid through Christmas and New Year's themed parties. They played games and shared the gospel message. Pray that these kids remember Christ and turn to Him for salvation, even as the fighting continues in Syria. Part of being a kid, though, is being able to color, like in coloring books. World Missionary Press understands this, and through their Salvation Coloring Books, WMP is helping kids minister to kids. Helen Williams with WMP.
We have children that they see pictures of children around the world that don't have this and don't have that, and they come and they want to share.
Here's how it works. Kids in their Sunday school classes can raise their own money to help share the gospel. Once money's raised, these kids can then choose to send booklets or coloring books to children around the world. But the ministry doesn't stop with just kids.
We have found that reaching children overseas often affects the family. Parents respond to people who notice and care for their children. And in many countries, there's very little literature or material for children.
If you're interested in teaming up with World Missionary Press, keep listening to find out more. And Set Free Ministries is celebrating the finish to a huge project. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer fills us in on the details.
We're celebrating the opening of an orphanage in Uganda called God Cares Orphanage. It took 2 years to construct, and it was through the efforts of Set Free Ministries and their donors who helped work with the locals there to put this amazing orphanage up for over 550 orphan kids where AIDS began.
In the area, about 40% of the people still have AIDS, including a lot of the kids. Vandermeer says this is something Set Free has to keep in mind.
Oftentimes when children and young people and even adults are sinned against is when they hold on to the anger and their bitterness, and then their own heart condition begins to harden. And we actually sometimes blame God for the evil that's come upon us. So we have to work through a lot of that, working with children of abuse.
Pray that the new orphanage will remind kids of God's love and His provision. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share their stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.